Another strategy for addressing competing water use is to adopt optimum allocation approaches through water markets, where water is allocated for the highest economic value. But despite this, water pricing alone will not produce the necessary reallocation, since prices in many sectors do not reflect underlying economic values. Reallocation from lower to higher value uses can be achieved by enabling the traditional markets as well as by creating water markets or trading water rights where stakeholders set limits on transfers. The majority of nations currently lack water markets owing to legal or institutional barriers, poor water metering infrastructure, and/or exceedingly high transaction costs. However, increasing water scarcity may cause markets to become more prevalent in the future. In regions where broad water markets exist, such as southeastern Australia or certain parts of the western U.S., water prices are often driven by demands with higher marginal values than agriculture, such as domestic and industrial uses. Generally, this has the effect of transferring water out of agriculture to these higher value uses. In other instances, water markets have been successfully established in many regions to transfer water between agricultural products, typically to higher value products. Water managers rarely resort to all three options: augmentation, conserving, and allocation, and most focus on the supply side or demand side strategies. But the solution is not just more efficient allocation mechanisms or an emphasis on greater yields and productivities, because these alone may lead to further losses in equity and environmental sustainability. Rather, a combination of supply and demand management measures is needed. Optimal choices should emerge from informed processes of consultation and negotiation that assess the costs and benefits of all options, while considering basin interconnectedness, relationships between land and water resources, and environmental sustainability. In summary, taking a holistic look at the water requirements, synergies, and negative interactions in terms of consumption and waste in each sector is important to ensure that water is used efficiently and allocated to the different sectors equitably to promote cooperation.